Hey, welcome to The Stronger Way to Eat, Move, and Live. It is your host, Alicia Carlson. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation. I am pretty pumped to be bringing you this episode this week. It is definitely something that I have seen come up over and over and over again with my own clients. And it is something that I used to struggle with myself. And it seems super silly to think about the amount of stress or anxiety that eating out at a restaurant could cause. But you have likely probably experienced this for yourself, especially if you have ever tried any sort of diet where you had to cut and restrict things out and really just kind of follow the plan, sort of white knuckling it with the hopes of reaching your goals. It made eating out so stressful, and really it just kind of took the joy out of it for a long time as well. If you have been that friend that has ordered the salad because maybe you felt like you wanted to be good, while you look around and you see everybody else is ordering the food that you'd actually rather be eating, then you're definitely going to want to tune into this. And if you have been on kind of the other side of that as well, and you have found yourself where it's like you're going out to eat and you're sort of looking at this as the permission slip to just kind of eat whatever you want. Maybe you're looking at this as this is your chance to really enjoy life, to let loose, to kind of live your life, right? And I think that that is so telling because it kind of tells you where you're at with your relationship with food. It tells you how you are looking at food. And it really does say a lot about where you are ultimately kind of deriving enjoyment and pleasure from your life, right? So those are kind of the two camps that we are going to look at today. So there is either the one side, right, where you're ordering the thing that you think that you should be ordering in order to be good or in order to kind of obey the diet or obey the rules. And then the flip side to that is that you are just kind of ordering whatever you want without any regard to whether or not you actually want that food, how that's going to react to your body. And you're definitely not thinking about your long-term goals because you're just thinking, I want to have fun. I want to let loose. I want to relax. Now, I remember when I was competing, I was super strict with my food. I followed my macros and my meal plan almost perfectly. Now, I learned how to be super disciplined and focused on exercise and food and really learned how to use immense self-control around food, except, of course, on my cheat days, which I've talked about in previous episodes. Now, I'm not a huge advocate for cheat days or cheat meals because I believe that it reinforces that diet mentality and it reinforces that eating a certain way is good and not eating that way is bad, right? Or that if you follow your meal plan, then you're good or you're being good. And if you stray or you deviate, then you're not being good and you're cheating. And we tend to wear a lot of shame and a lot of guilt in association with that. Now, it's important to know that if you, or to kind of note that if you are either like eating the way that you think that you should be, because you're trying to be good, you're trying to do it perfect, you're trying to follow the rules, or you're kind of using eating out at a restaurant or, you know, kind of those splurge meals or those cheat meals, for lack of a better term, for enjoyment because you're thinking, man, life is just too short. I want to enjoy myself. I want to have a good time. Then I think it's important to just kind of stop and note that neither of those places is probably really where you want to be when it comes to food. When you are operating in that way, in either of those ways, it's not really allowing you to show up in the rest of your life in the way that you want to, right? And it's definitely not helping you have a healthy relationship with food, with yourself, or with your body. Now, I know that while I was competing, there were definitely some psychological reasons for cheat days, and also kind of from a physiological standpoint as well. So what I mean by that is the psychological reasons is that it felt so restrictive. I felt so deprived. I was focusing so much on food at the time, so much on, you know, hitting the quote unquote right macro calculations or calories or things like that. Like there was just so much mental and emotional energy that was going toward this specific goal. And then from the physiological standpoint, my body was using food so efficiently that I could really eat a lot of food, but I was also eating very quote unquote clean and restricted. And so my body actually needed those extra calories, those sort of refeed days or refeed meals in order to keep the metabolism humming along. Now, without getting too much into it, I want to just kind of unpack both of those a little bit because I am seeing the trend more and more and more kind of in the mainstream health and fitness arena that's kind of utilizing the same strategy or the similar strategy. There's definitely a lot of the same psychological issues going on. And then what we see too so often is that women are eating so little food, right? They're so concerned about weight gain or eating too much that there really is kind of this fear around eating too much food, and then we end up not eating enough, right? So it's like if you have found yourself kind of constantly dieting, constantly trying to eat less and less and less, and you might find yourself sort of hovering around, I don't know, like the 12, the 13, the 14, or even 1500 calorie mark, then your body would actually probably do really well to have you kind of eat well above and beyond that calorie count for a while, right? And probably indefinitely, especially if you're an active woman. Now, I don't know exactly where that number, it seems like the magic number is between 12 and 1500 calories, has come from, but generally speaking, that is not enough food for any grown woman's body. And I don't care if you're trying to lose weight or not, it is just not enough food. Your body burns probably on average about that much if you were to just lay in bed and do nothing except breathe all day. Now, from the psychological standpoint, what I'm seeing translate from the competing to kind of the mainstream world or to dieting and diet culture and that diet mentality is that a lot of the behavior that you're exhibiting likely around food is really fueled by that deprivation, that restriction, and you're probably feeling like you have to follow the rules, right? So I know for a lot of people that are kind of wrapped up in this disordered behavior and disordered relationship with food, there can be a lot of fixating on foods or really like getting too much enjoyment and pleasure from food, obsessing over it, feeling anxious, feeling worried, all of these things. And even though that might seem normal, right? That's kind of, you know, is that overarching message, that doesn't necessarily make it healthy. So I just want you to kind of cue into what is happening underneath the behavior of either ordering the thing that you think that you should order or completely kind of rebelling against yourself, rebelling against your body, rebelling against your goals, and really looking at food as kind of this escape or looking at going out to eat at a restaurant as your chance to really let loose and enjoy life and, you know, kind of escape maybe the pressure that you're putting on yourself every other day of the week to eat good or be good with your workout program or your meal plan or something like that. Or maybe you're just not getting enough pleasure, enough rest, enough excitement and enjoyment from other things in your life that food is kind of that release valve for you, right? So it's some things to kind of just notice and really get curious about what's really kind of happening under there. And just notice that those thoughts, those behaviors around food, it kind of ultimately ends up keeping you on the pendulum or riding that diet roller coaster from one extreme to the next, right? Be good either all day or all week. And then you find yourself kind of binging and overeating and sort of checking out with food on the weekends, when you go out with friends or at night. Now, for me, a lot of the self-discipline and self-control that I was using around food, especially during my days of competing, and then I would say for a big season after that, until I really started to move away from the diet mentality around food and exercise and really started to lean into a more mindful, intuitive approach, it was fueled by fear, right? Anxiety, perfectionism, deprivation, restriction, these are not super uncommon to the way that most of my clients are feeling around food and exercise in their body when they first start to come to work with me too. So again, just kind of slow down and lean into and really get curious about what is kind of that underlying feeling that is driving your current actions around food, especially when you're headed out to a restaurant to go eat or you're headed to a party or an event or something like that. I probably don't have to tell you, but this was a super stressful way for me to be around food and to live my life. It really did take up so much of my mental and emotional energy. It preoccupied my time, my mind, and it was really all that I could think about. Now, I know That sounds extreme, probably for a lot of you, but you would probably be surprised at how many hours and minutes we tend to spend thinking about food, thinking about our body, or thinking about weight in general, especially as women. I would find myself kind of turning down social events or maybe eating beforehand so that I wouldn't be hungry. Or maybe I'd find myself kind of completely losing all self-control when I faced, some of those tempting foods or some of those foods that were not on my plan or when I would go out to eat. So again, because my behavior was being fueled by, fear, anxiety, deprivation, and restriction, it kept me kind of bouncing back and forth like a ping pong ball between either being super strict and restricted and quote unquote good, or, being completely off the wagon and really just like looking to food to kind of give me that pleasure and that enjoyment that I was missing in my life. Now, unfortunately, like I've said, this is common practice in the diet industry. It's kind of that mentality that's really being promoted and celebrating. It's the messaging that we're receiving about food from early ages. And sadly, it's even being taught as kind of healthy behaviors around food, right? We can create a lot of pressure on ourselves to feel like we have to do it perfectly, like we have to eat perfectly, or we have to follow our meal plan perfectly. Or we have to follow the diet perfectly. And this pressure really starts to build up. And that's when oftentimes you kind of notice that you just get exhausted from, trying so hard and the willpower and stuff like that kind of starts to run out. There's a lot of confusion as well when we go out to eat. What's the best thing for me to order? What does my body want? What do I want to eat? Right. And then sometimes we end up heaping some shame or some guilt on top of ourselves for getting the burger when maybe you thought that you should have gotten the salad instead. I know you want to be able to go out and eat and enjoy yourself and enjoy the company. You want to feel like you're making those healthy and balanced choices that ultimately serve you and your goals. There might be times that you want to get the salad, and there might be other times that you do want to get the burger and fries without feeling like it's a battle or like you're working against yourself or that you're just going to have to work harder at your next workout to make up for what you ate. And here's the thing, you can go out to eat without it being stressful or causing anxiety. You can have the burger when you want it. You can have the salad when you want it. And I just want to offer that probably neither of those decisions is better than the other. It just takes you kind of slowing down, checking in with yourself, and really thinking about, what do you want most over what do you want now? And sometimes what you want most is to have the burger to really enjoy that, and that's great. And sometimes it might be that you do want to have the salad. So the first step that we really want to look at when it comes to our food decisions, especially when you're maybe looking at the menu and you're out to eat with your family or your friends, is I want you to consider that all food is neutral. So what this means is that there is no good or bad food out there. There's no right or wrong decision to make when it comes to food. Now, I know that this seems super simple, but I promise you it works. This was probably the first thing that I did when I started my own non-diet journey with food. I just stopped labeling them as good or bad, clean or dirty. All foods were essentially fair game, and ironically, the foods that used to seem so irresistible to me started to lose their pull almost immediately just by taking those labels off. Next, you want to take the emotion out of food. So notice when and how you're tying your food choices to an emotion or to a feeling, or if you're allowing your feelings to make your food choices for you, whether that's guilt or stress, anxiety, fear. I would say probably guilt, stress, and anxiety tend to be the top three. But people can also emotionally eat from, what we would say are more those more positive emotions from like happiness or joy or celebration. So just kind of be aware of what is making your food decisions for you, whether you're out at the restaurant or not. Is it your emotion? Or is it really like your hunger level, what sounds good in the moment, and what ultimately aligns with your goals and what you are wanting for yourself down the road? Number three, realize you don't have to eat it all. So if you know that you could have more of whatever the food was if you wanted it, then you're also going to feel kind of this less intense urge to eat all of the food at once, right? That urge starts to kind of dissipate. It starts to lessen as long as you know, like, hey, if I wanted more of this, I absolutely could have it. It's often when we feel like this is maybe going to be the last time that we can have that food for a while, or it's going to be, you know, we're never going to eat this food again, that's often when we end up overeating it, overdoing it, without actually consciously making that decision for ourselves. It almost feels like it's a more automatic decision that is being triggered and that you're carrying out without you actually deciding that on purpose. Now, a tip with this is you can have the server or the restaurant box up half of your food before it hits the table. I know, again, this seems super silly, super simple, but you would be surprised probably how often you sit there and you kind of pick at your plate when you're not hungry anymore, but you're doing it just because it's there, just because that's kind of that automatic conditioned behavior. You can also practice eating slowly. So maybe putting your fork down between bites or, you know, engaging in the conversation, really let yourself enjoy the company and the experience that you're in rather than making food sort of the main highlight. 5, I want you to think about what is sounding best to you at the restaurant, right? So this isn't the choice that you think that you should make, but what sounds good, right? And again, we're also not just deciding like, hey, I want to get this thing because I've been so good all week, right? Again, that feels like it's not maybe a deliberate and intentional decision, but something that is happening kind of on autopilot. So really just slow down and check in with yourself. Is it your emotions talking? Is it the stress? Is it the anxiety of the day? Is it diet mentality talking again? What does your body need? So what sounds good? What does your body need? How much food do you think your body needs? And then really just understanding why you're making the decision that you're making. So this would be a great time for one of those speed bump moments where you can kind of slow down and just sort of interrupt that automatic pattern, whether it's, you know, ordering the salad or ordering, you know, just an appetizer when really your body is maybe needing more of the entree, something a little bit more substantial. It's just really slowing down and kind of checking in. Like, what decision am I thinking about making? Why am I going to get this? And is this maybe the best decision for me? Is this what my body is needing most? Those are kind of my 5 tips for you. So again, just to recap, 1, you want to start neutralizing food. Remember, there's no good or bad, right or wrong decisions. 2, you want to take the emotion out of it. So just notice what emotions are kind of driving your decision, whether you're going out to eat, you're eating at a party or an event or something like that. 3, realize you don't have to eat at all. So really just, you know, allowing yourself to know that you could have more if you wanted it, and that would be totally fine. Box it up, eat slowly, put your fork down, really engage in the conversation, enjoy the experience. And then 5, last but not least, checking in with your body. What sounds the best to you? What does your body need? And then just really understanding like what's kind of that underlying reason that you're making it. Is it the diet chatter? Is it, you know, the fear, the anxiety, or is it some emotional reason, right? Because both of those can be of disservice to you, both in that short term, but also in the long run. So you just want to get really clear about what choices you're making and why. There have definitely been times when I've gotten the salad because I maybe felt like, oh, I didn't have enough veggies. But honestly, like my body would have been better served by just getting the burger or getting the other thing that sounded good, right? So I ended up kind of leaving hungry still because I maybe needed more food than what I had, or I kind of have found myself sort of picking at, you know, other people's plates because I needed more food than what I ended up ordering. Now, oftentimes, if we end up ignoring our body's cues, we may just find ourselves eating more than if you would have just gotten the thing that you wanted in the first place, which that's kind of what I was just talking about, right? You don't have to miss out on life's big events or celebrations, and you also don't have to be ruled by food either. Remember, it's not black and white. It's not this either or. It's not the all or nothing. In fact, when we're kind of in that all or nothing space, right, either I'm all on plan or I'm completely off, that is when we really start to get ourselves stuck kind of in that start-stop cycle, that diet mentality. In fact, any time that you're approaching food or any other goal like that, you're almost always setting yourself up to fail sort of ahead of time. So what if you played around with it? And what if food became something that you saw on a spectrum, right? What if you could have the burger and still reach your goals, or you could eat the salad and feel just as content and satisfied as if you would have gotten the burger? Good news is that you can. It's about learning how to think about your food choices differently in a way that honors your body and your goals. Learning how to make your food choices without the diet mentality and getting more enjoyment from other areas of your life without making food the main event. It is crazy how much eating out at restaurants can cause stress or anxiety for myself and my clients, and how we would either try to be good and get the salad with the protein, which of course there's nothing wrong with that, but if you really want the burger instead, then maybe the better option for you would be to go for. I think one of the things that is often so overlooked when we are used to just listening to rules and following diets is that we kind of lose connection with our body and really that inner wisdom. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, how could a burger ever be healthy, or how could that ever be the better choice? But maybe your body is just, it's needing something that that burger can give, whether it's the protein, whether it's the vitamins in the meat, you know, who knows, maybe it's just needing extra energy. So again, I wouldn't just completely discount it, but that's where slowing down and really checking in with yourself and maybe even kind of thinking back throughout the day, like, oh yeah, I really haven't eaten that much today. So it would make sense that my body is kind of craving something a little bit bigger, a little bit heavier. So that is where that slowing down can really be a huge benefit to you, an opportunity for you to really connect or reconnect to your body and make sure that you are feeding it and fueling it in a way that supports you, that supports your goals, that supports your life in all the different areas. For some people, one time is sort of a tipping point, right? So it's like the one time that they allow themselves to kind of, and I use allow like in air quotes, but the one time that they really, you know, let themselves have the burger, that can kind of be the tipping point. And they feel like they might as well just keep going. And before they know it, they're not really making the food choices that they want to be making. Just like if you are making the decision to get the salad or to get something a little bit on the lighter side, from a place of deprivation and restriction, then that is likely going to lead to you just continuing to eat or feeling like you need to eat something else until your body is satisfied. Now, wouldn't it be amazing to go out to eat at restaurants or go to those events, those holiday parties, without being stressed or anxious or feeling bad about your food choices? You can learn how to order food or eat food without all of the drama. And you can learn how to make a meal plan for yourself and stick to it without feeling deprived or restricted. This is exactly the thing that I help my clients with, and I can help you too. It's the non-diet approach and the non-diet strategies that I teach my clients. Because it really isn't about like what you're eating. It is so much more about how you're eating, how you're viewing food, and how you're approaching it that matters. So hopefully this was helpful for you. I hope that you are going to feel a little bit more, actually a lot more relaxed the next time you head out to a restaurant or to the party or whatever it is, so that you can really enjoy yourself, enjoy the company that you're with, while eating in a way that honors your body and allows you to move yourself closer to all of the big goals that you have for yourself in your life. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending some time with me. Until next week, I'll talk to you again soon.